Food. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Shealy's with us, and we've been talking about suicide, and we've been talking about how we are being programmed by the media to accept that suicide is okay. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because we are being programmed by the media to do all kinds of things. We're being programmed to think that it's so important to have a cell phone. That's the most important thing in your life, which is nonsense. We got along fine without them. We were a lot brighter without them. We're being programmed to watch America's Stupidest People, the American Idol, and Who's Got No Talent, and programming like that. It's ridiculous. And what Dr. Shealy and I are trying to do is we're trying to tell you that you've got to resist this programming. And when your physician says, "Do you feel suicidal?" You know, that's okay. We've got something that'll fix you right up.
It'll help you get there.
Yeah. Well, you know, and what he's not telling you, what your physician's not telling you, is that when you start taking these medications, it puts you on the fast track to get where you don't want to go. Yeah. Tom, do we have a caller? Okay, all right. I'm not sure. I invited one of our listeners, one of our class, to call in. He is not really happy with me because I'm not discussing John Kerry's intent to sign a UN arms treaty, which would result in confiscation of our weapons. Well, yeah, we could do that. We could do that. But what I'm trying to do is talk about other things that are important and big. Like the programming of America, because yeah, we can tell Kerry that we don't like what he's doing, and we're going to come over and visit him if he does stuff like this. I mean, we can do that, but these guys are going to sign what they're going to sign. They're not going to listen to us. But what we can do is we can resist the programming for us to want to kill ourselves through medications and the media, and we can say no. We can say no. As a matter of fact, I was invited to do a presentation at a preparedness kind of event. And so far I'm thinking that what I want to talk about is gumming up the works. Gumming up the works. Saying no. Resisting. And being a problem for the authorities. Maybe that's one of the things that I do better than other things. But Dr. Shealy, I wanted to talk for a minute. Oh, let's see, we've got Sherry on the phone. Okay. Sherry, you're on with Dr. Norm Shealy and me, Vin Fennelli.
Gentlemen, Dr. Shealy, I heard this, Catherine Albrecht had this father on who lost his daughter because they basically decided they wanted her organs. The parents lived in Tulsa and the daughter was going to school in somewhere in Colorado. And she was in an accident and she had brain injury and they got called about 30 minutes after the accident, and so they started in the works to get somebody up there. His wife flew up there. She was there by morning. But, like, within less than 2 hours after the accident, they called him back, and there's a doctor, the policeman that called him back. There's a doctor on the phone requesting, they said your daughter's got a brain injury, and she's got a donor symbol on her license. And they wanted her organs, and they basically refused her treatment. They did, didn't try anything to relieve the brain swelling from the accident because they wanted her organs. And it was a really
interesting problem. I was at the Massachusetts General Hospital back in the early 60s when organ transplants began. And I personally, from the very beginning, have always said there is no circumstance under which I would electively allow someone else to put someone else's organs into my body. I don't want it. I wouldn't have it. You're going to be on chemotherapy that's like living with poison for the rest of your life. Now, if somebody wants it, I think it's their prerogative. And I don't have such an organ thing because I want my body cremated when I die. And I'm taking them all with me.
Well, and when they, you know, I don't think the states should even be involved in this when you go get your driver's license, and they lead you to believe that you're going to be dead when they take your organs, but you have to be alive for them to take anything. You know,
yeah.
and they don't tell you this, and but they basically see when her mother got there and was spending time with her. The young lady was responding. She was wiggling her hand or something, but they still refused to relieve the swelling. And she could tell she was in pain. And what do you do when you're in a situation like that? When they kept telling her, "Your daughter's dead," you know. And what do you do?
Yeah, I don't know. You can call the police. You can call an attorney. But, of course, you don't always have that kind of time either. Basically, my point is I would not, since I don't want an organ, I wouldn't give an organ. But for those people who want to go through that, I consider that their prerogative, and I'm not going to argue with them or, you know, criticize them for it. These are choices we have to make. And let's face it, you're thinking and the system sucks.
Well,
and I'm being kind.
Well, the you know, they get these kids to sign over there, to sign this organ donor card, and they really make it look like you're being so altruistic when they're getting their learner's permit. And they're under 18. They shouldn't even be able to do that.
I'm with you, dear. I agree with you.
Now, Vince, I have
Vince,
I have another aspect to this because of years ago when Al Adask was publishing his anti-shyster magazine.
You're talking about Alfred Adask?
Yes.
Oh, I like Alfred Adask.
Yeah, well, he had a, you know, and he'd publish articles, get other people publish articles. This one guy was he was a lawyer. He had worked for a time in the attorney general's office down there, but he was in private practice when him and some other Texas attorneys figured out that there was some murders being committed on purpose and basically hits, and that the people that got killed, their families, weren't getting the insurance proceeds. They were, it was basically insurance company executives, lawyers, and some judges in on this. And and they kind of figured out it wasn't just to get insurance money, but actually launder dirty money in the stream as it was transferred from one account to the other account, and they called it lost streaming. Well, you know, my sister-in-law had back in 99, she was up, she needed a lung transplant, supposedly. We tried to talk her out of it. She died on the table. They couldn't get her old lung out. But It was a horrendous cost back then, and her it basically broke her husband as far as money-wise. But when Catherine had this on the other day, she was saying just that day there were probably 8 to 10 transplants, and they could be laundering a lot of money doing all these.
Well, Sherry, let me tell you some of my thoughts about what you're saying. As far as the organ donor, Mrs. Spinelli is not an organ donor. I'm not. Our children are not. We have not been conned by that system. And for exactly the reason that you're talking about, if one of us were in an accident, there would be vultures over us saying, hey, listen, what kind of good parts can we get? You know, what do they got that's good that we can sell through other operations? And what can we experiment with? So we are not part of that system. And as you were saying this, I've added that to the list of what I'm going to be talking about in this event in Missouri coming up next month. I'm gumming up the works. You're absolutely right. These are children with their learner's permits. There's no reason why they should be able to make that decision about harvesting their organs. And they really do need to understand that they are alive in many cases. They are alive.
Also they've got the laws written now. This Dr. Paul Byrne that is bringing some light to this subject. He says the way the laws are, they assume you want to donate your organs, and they will try. You know, some states are it's harder than others, but most of them it's pretty easy. Mm-hmm. That this father, he was told by this doctor that I'm going to get this panel in the morning and an ethics panel and to try to force them to let them take their daughter's organs. I mean, the way the
well, that's okay. That's what, Sherry. That's why we need to find out where these people live, because they hide behind uniforms. They hide behind their corporations. They hide behind their agencies. We need to know where they live. And when we single them out the way they single us out and we gang up on them, they're going to back down because they're weak. They are weak. So someone, seriously, class, someone on the phone saying, hey, listen, we are going to dissect your daughter. You can't see her because you're not here. But, heck, we are telling you that she is ripe for us picking apart her organs. Do we have your permission? Absolutely. I would say no way. And if you do it, you're going to find a muzzle pointed in your direction. I'm not kidding. Sherry, thanks so much. Dr. Sheely and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and if you'd like a copy of his newsletter, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And I want to share this with you. The golfer said that Obamacare will cost less than your cell phone plan. Yeah, the golfer himself said. He said that, and I'm paraphrasing. And here's what, the reality is, men in Tennessee face a 290% increase over their existing coverage. That's before Obamacare. Women, 197%. Now, will this guy, the first golfer, will he go down in history as being America's absolutely worst? Will he? I can't imagine anybody doing worse. I can't imagine anybody being more successful at destroying our country than this guy. I can't. We're unemployed. We're out of work. We've lost our factories. We've lost our machine shop. We've lost our tool shops. Detroit is in shambles. Chicago is the murder capital of the country. He's from Chicago. Rahm Emanuel is mayor. Chicago is in dire straits. The only companies that are profitable, and that's in quotes, are companies who have ties directly to the government, like Verizon, Yahoo, Google, companies, Apple, companies who are spying on you, Cisco, the drone companies, companies with that manufacture bulletproof vests for the thugs in uniforms. They're doing well. Everybody else is suffering. Before these boneheads got in office, we were doing okay. The 1950s were some of the best years of this country, if not the best. And they say it's your fault. They say it's your fault because you're not paying attention. It's really their fault because they've lied and cheated and conned their way into stealing everything that's not nailed down. And if it is nailed down, they're working on stealing that. I guess I hit my own button, Dr. Shuley. Can you prescribe? Can you prescribe something for that?
It's your soapbox. Therefore, you can stand on it and yell anytime you like.
Dr. Shuley, do you lose your temper on your show in the afternoons?
Not very often. You know, I'm in another 20 years, you'll probably be where I am. Very few things worth really wasting a lot of energy on. Can keep pushing, but not fighting. There's a difference.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting comments from some of our class saying, you know, I need to ring the alarm. Well, there are so many alarms to ring, and one of them that I chose to ring was this suicide thing, because I really believe that in the same line of planning for encouraging us to commit suicide is the planning to dumb us down so that we are in a vegetative state. And if we're in this state and we're watching TV, we are just not reacting and we're not rising up and telling these boneheads, look, guys, we've had it. Not only do we want you to stop, we're going to go backward and we're going to restore the freedoms, the liberties, and the monies that you've stolen from us.
Well, Vince, you may remember that, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago, I asked 35 people who had been identified by Walter Simkew in his book, The Return of the Revolutionaries, mm-hmm. has reincarnated from the time of the Revolutionary War.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to me that if, you know, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson and a lot of other people like that were around, we ought to get together and see what we could do to reform where the world has come. And they came, and we met, and I learned that not one of those people who do seem to be the reincarnates that, you know, they are, has the least bit of interest in getting into politics at this point.
Let's talk about that when we come back. Dr. Shuley, reincarnation.
National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404 for food.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Shuley, you were at the farmhouse one day, and you and I were talking about reincarnation. It's something that I'd like to know more about. Can you restate what you were saying before about this group several years ago and what happened and who they were?
Well, yeah. Actually, I would guess it's now at least 10 years ago. I got a letter from a physician, Walter Simkus, stating, quote, I've featured you in my new book. And it turned out he was listing two of my past lives in this book on the return of the revolutionaries. And
So I met him eventually, and we had some correspondence. And basically, he was John Adams in his previous life. And by the way, personality-wise, I'd say he's still John Adams, but that's another story. And so he introduced me to the reincarnation of Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and Dolly Madison and a whole bunch of people, including Albert Einstein. And so I suggested that we get together those who are what I call the founding mystics, that is, those people who had a lot to do with the origin of the country. Now, I didn't have a lot to do with it. I was just one of the signers of the Declaration, not a big wheel. But I said, if we all got together, maybe we could, you know, start a movement to recapture the country. Mm-hmm. And so 35 of us met here on July 4th weekend for several days. And I found that nobody else was interested in what I was interested in, which is, how can we get the country back on a proper course again? That's how we started. They're all interested in other things. One of them's a musician, and one of them writes books on all kinds of abstract things. And Walter's just trying to convince the world that reincarnation is real. And so if I can't convince the people who started the country to get back in the battle again, it's difficult, is all I can say. And there's a part of me that feels that we are on a collision course. It's not a question of whether, it's a question of when. There will be an utter catastrophe, financially and possibly otherwise. But nobody seems to have the oomph to put together a coalition. Now, I remember an article many years ago that it was actually 1,000 people who were responsible for the Reformation. And if 1,000 people could somehow, you know, get something as big as the Reformation, I'd love to have got that 1,000 people together in this country and have a Reformation.
Well, Dr. Shuley, that's exactly why I started talking about suicide today, because it seems that we just don't have the guts. We don't have the people. We don't have the organization. We don't have the determination. I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about me. But I'm talking in general. I got an email during this broadcast, and this guy really wants, and I know him, and I like this guy. He's a good guy. And he comes to the meetups, and he really wants me to talk about John Kerry and the theft of our rights to bear arms by John Kerry wanting to sign into a treaty with the United Nations that will ultimately take our guns away. And he wants me to talk about that. And he wants me to talk about Muslims and what they're doing to this country. And I really want to talk about what I think is even bigger, which is the inability for us to resist. So I said to this gentleman an email, I said, okay, I'll put you on the air, but you have to have the guts to call in. And he hasn't called in yet. So what I'm saying, I just created an enemy from one of our students. And here's what I'm saying. You and I can't do this alone, Dr. Shuley. We need other people to help us. And if people are just complaining.
Absolutely right. You remember the old Pocahontas story, speak for yourself, John.
Yeah.
And not enough people are speaking for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope he calls in because he really is a good guy. And he's a brilliant man. He really is. And I really like him. I just hope he joins us and rings the alarm the way he wants it rung. Dr. Shuley, we've got a call from Paul in Atlanta. Paul, in Atlanta, you're on with Dr. Norman Shuley and me, Vincent Finelli.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just want to bring something up. The caller just before the gal that was talking about Alfred Adask.
Yes.
Excellent. I've been listening to him for years, and he done some brilliant work. If you go to adask.wordpress.com, go to his treatise on man and other animals. And this is very, very interesting because the government, those bureaucrats, they view us as animals. We're nothing more than animals. And he was involved in a lawsuit that was involved with Manatech. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Manatech. it was a vitamin company, and they manufactured colloidal silver. Mm-hmm. And he was a fiduciary on the trust agreement. And lesson one, don't ever be a fiduciary for anybody because you'd be ultimately responsible. But anyway, he got involved in a lawsuit where the FDA was imposing a fine that came out to some ungodly amount, I think $25 million a year. And after 6 years of them trying to prosecute him for the colloidal silver, he looked into the drug laws, and it goes back to 1906, the Pure Food and Drug Act. And it says right in there, I think in the third paragraph, it describes drugs and medical implements to be used by man and other animals. So a light came on in his head, and he says, wait a minute, I'm not an animal. I'm a man created in the image of God, the Creator, with certain unalienable rights. And he went forward with his lawsuit on that. And after the government spent $6 million trying to prosecute him, they dropped it like a hot potato.
I remember talking off the air with Alfred Adask, and I really like him. He's got a lot of guts, and he's tenacious. And
yep.
So he's one of us. He really is. I appreciate your call, Paul. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
No, I guess that's about it. I guess we just need to stay vigilant, and that's the price of freedom, is to stay vigilant.
All right, well, here's the question. You are over 1,000 miles away from us, where Dr. Sheely and I are in Missouri. What are you seeing in Georgia? You're from Atlanta, or you're in Atlanta. What are people gutless there, too?
I don't know whether it's so much gutless. I think there's a lot of apathy. People really don't know what's going on, because they've been brainwashed over the years. They're subject to watching TV. I think TV takes a big part of their day, and they get their information from the mainstream media, and people that I come into contact with usually don't have a clue. But, you know, I try to sow my seeds, and, you know, it's up to the Lord if the plant's going to grow, you know, but we are responsible to sow the seeds, so... You know, maybe if you say something a little controversial, they might pick up on it and say, well, what do you mean? You know?
All right. Let me ask you this, in front of everyone. How can we improve this broadcast to get the message that we're trying to get out there? What can we do here at USA Prepares? You've just joined us, and we're glad you're with us. What can we do to improve this broadcast to get the message out?
I guess just to stick to subjects that you have irrefutable facts to back up your claims, okay? I mean, there's a lot of disinformation out there, but whatever point you're trying to get across, be armed with the absolute facts that you can go to and point to that, well, here's the facts.
That's what we do. That's why we have the best experts in each field that we can find. That's why Dr. Norman Sheely is with us. He spent years at Massachusetts General. He was, Dr. Sheely, weren't you number one in your class at Duke?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aren't you an independent researcher? Don't you verify?
Uh-oh, where are we going here?
Well, what I'm saying is you are the best in your field.
Well, you know, there are lots of good people. Unfortunately, the establishment contains most of the sheep.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I think they're willing sheep because they're getting a paycheck, and they're secure in their jobs, while the majority of the American people are basically facing layoffs or cutbacks in hours.
Well,
I think they're going to be further entrenched in, you know, whatever position they're in, and they're going to defend it because they're getting that paycheck, which is normally probably two times more than what the actual compensation is for that field.
Well, it appears, actually, that a slight, quote, majority of Americans actually now are one way or another dependent upon the federal government. If you take, you know, the last two elections, that tells us who's dependent upon the federal government. Nobody with an IQ of 90 or above would have voted the way they did.
Well, it's the old maxim, you know, at Cred and Circus. Okay. Is give us freebies. We'll do whatever
Paul,
you want.
Let me ask you this. Being in Atlanta, are you seeing, over the last 10 years, are you seeing people who are more sick than they were 10 years ago, more unhealthy, more overweight, more lethargic? Is that what you're seeing as well as, I mean, we see that here. Are you seeing it there?
Well, as far as being sick, I really couldn't tell you, you know, if what their physical ailments are, but just looking at the obesity of people and overweight people scooting around in Walmart in those little scooters and people that could hardly walk. They were using walkers and canes, morbidly obese. I mean, I see a great increase in that. All you have to do is look back at some of the old movies from the 50s and 60s. You would hardly see a fat person.
Yeah. Paul, thanks so much for being with us. Dr. Norman Cheely and I are going to be back right after these commercial announcements.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
It's the Mountain House Super Sale, right now at BePrepared.com. This month only, every can is 40% off. Try the delectable flavor of scrambled eggs with bacon, only $20.39, regularly $33.99. Or taste Mountain House Beef Stroganoff, normally $28.49, now only $17.09. In the mood for dessert, try a number 10 can of raspberry crumble for only $16.49, usually priced at $27.49. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. And class, I'd just like to share with you who Dr. Shealy is. Dr. Shealy graduated Duke Medical School. He did his internship at Harvard's Massachusetts General. He has been broadcasting for about 23 years. He has been practicing medicine for 6 decades. He's written over 29 books, hundreds and hundreds of publications. So I just wanted to say that when Paul called and asked about facts, the reason I asked Dr. Shealy those things is there are no better experts than Dr. Shealy. And that's why he's on the air with you. Did I misstate any of your credentials, Dr. Shealy? I didn't say that you were a brain surgeon.
Too, but my neurosurgical residency was at Massachusetts General Hospital. You can get off your knees now. You're supposed to bow to the east. The very mention of that esteemed it.
So, Dr. Shealy, you have not been coerced by the system to do things. I mean, you do what you believe is absolutely right and ethical and moral. And you don't let the system push you around and have you prescribe medications that are harmful to people.
I've been called worse than a rebel. But, you know, I've just done what I feel is critically important to do.
Dr. Shealy, your opposition was so angry at you, they retaliated by publishing your obituary in the paper.
That is true. The Boston Globe, I've got a copy of it. I called the Globe I called the funeral home where they said my body was rested. I said, I understand you've got my body over there. Can I have it back? They were terrified because they had been named. And it's life.
Very, very interesting. And not many people have gotten the system so angry that they've published the obituary.
I think Mark Twain and I are the only two I know.
So, Dr. Shealy, when was that?
It was in the fall of 1960.
Yeah, 1960.
Yeah.
You've been causing problems since 1960.
Well, one or two before that. Oh, but, you know, somebody has to stand up to nonsense and crime. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, what was going on at that time was crime.
Yeah. Dr. Shealy, you want to share a little bit about that with us?
Well, the second man in the Department of Neurosurgery was carrying on some 18 or 19 research projects which were totally immoral, unethical, no informed consent, no instruction to the family that it was a research project and not a clinical procedure. And I went to the bishop of the Episcopal Diocese because I was concerned at my association with these people. The bishop was on the board at the hospital, and to make a long story short, I was asked to see a psychiatrist. I was declared legally sane, and then my obituary appeared in the Boston Globe. And finally, I went out of the country for 9 months because I had a fellowship in Australia. When I got back, the bishop had stopped. Now, we're talking about now, 1961, had stopped $3.5 million of federal government research at the Mass General Hospital.
Because of your exposing the crime?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. $3.5 million in 1960s. A lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And a lot of crime. And if it's that big then, good heavens, what could it be today?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shealy, as you know, we were talking about, we're out of time. But I wanted to share that adolescence is age 12 to 14, middle adolescence is 15 to 17, and late adolescence is 18 plus. And we're now considering that we are no longer adults at age 18 because we're not able to mature at 18.
But we're able
and if
to
think
be
about it,
sent to war.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe the next time we come back, Dr. Shealy, maybe we can talk about why we're so slow to mature. And how about if us teaching a class for elementary school and let them call in on this broadcast?
I'd love it.
Me too. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thank you, Dr. Shealy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that laws have been passed that would allow the federal government to pick you up unknown to others, without legal advice, be held indefinitely, no one knowing where you can be located? The United States is fast becoming a dictatorship with no opposition. Another law that's making its way out of committee would revoke your citizenship even if they accuse you of being a terrorist. Is this what Americans want? Dictatorship? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.